This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. Earlier reports put the number of casualties at 20 or more, with more than 40 people injured. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there. But the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. In a separate attack in Mogadishu overnight involving mortar shells, 5 civilians from the same family were killed. 10 others were injured when mortars landed on their residences near the Mogadishu airport. No one's claimed responsibility for the mortar attacks. But Somali security officials said al-Shabaab had carried out similar attacks many times in the city. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Turkish authorities are investigating a pair of secondary crashes at emergency sites that killed at least 35 people. In both cases, first responders tending to earlier collisions were among the dead. The first tragedy happened Saturday morning when a passenger bus collided with emergency teams that had responded to a crash. Turkey's interior minister says 3 firefighters, 2 paramedics, and 2 journalists were among the 15 people killed. Hours later, 20 people died when a truck plowed into first responders and onlookers at the scene of a crash near a gas station. The interior minister says a police officer was among the victims and 2 drivers were detained. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the World Food Program says the United States is stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine to the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment to hungry areas of the world. The UN agency's executive director told the Associated Press about the development, speaking from northern Kenya. David Beasley says the final destinations for the grain are not confirmed, but the planned shipment would be more than 6 times larger than the one the first WFP-arranged ship from Ukraine is now carrying toward the drought-stressed Horn of Africa. Another failed rainy season could tip parts of the Horn, especially Somalia, into famine. China's agriculture ministry says it will try to protect its grain harvest from record-setting drought by using chemicals to generate rain. Meanwhile, factories in the southwest waited to see whether they would be shut down for another week due to shortages of water to generate hydropower. An official newspaper quoted the agriculture minister as saying the government will take steps to ensure the autumn grain forests, or should say harvest, which is 75% of China's annual total. Yeah, factories in Sichuan province were shut down to conserve power for homes as air conditioning demand soared in temperatures as high as 45 degrees Celsius. Does Finland Prime Minister have a right to party? Some residents say no. AP correspondent Karen Shamas explains.
In a leaked video, Prime Minister Sanna Marin is seen dancing and singing with friends at a private party. The 36-year-old leader also poses for photos and joins group hugs. She's clearly having a good time. The question is now arising in Finland if it's appropriate for the nation's leader to be involved in such party going. Marin herself said she did nothing to be ashamed of and it did not interfere with her work.
We didn't have any government meetings during that week and I had time off and spent it with my friends and did nothing illegal.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian authorities have reported shooting down Ukrainian drones in Crimea, while Ukrainian officials said Russian forces pressed ahead with efforts to seize one of the few cities in eastern Ukraine not already under their control. The Russian military also kept up its attacks in Ukraine's north and south. In Crimea, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014, authorities said local air defenses shot down a drone above the headquarters of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. It was the second drone incident at the headquarters in 3 weeks. A Russian-installed official said attacks by small drones also triggered air defenses in western Crimea. The Ukrainian military said it had destroyed a prized Russian radar system in the southern region. Recapping our top story, the French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists.